story in Paris about 2 hours ago.
Well, that doesn't mean he has to do it. Didn't he know we were about to put it out here?
Yes, he did.
Well, is this deliberate?
I can't tell.
Well, you can tell him he's given me the best argument for not having one airline represent the United States that I've ever heard. And I'm going to spend the next time I'm here really giving a screwing to Pan American, because that sticks it right to us. How can we possibly go ahead now with our program, to which we're going to spend an awful lot of money, which was very important to the United States, which affected the balance of payments in hundreds of millions of dollars, and I'm going to put all this out, and then go ahead about 24 hours before we're about to make our announcement?
Yes.
Didn't you have an understanding with him that he would wait?
Yes, sir.
Well, now, will you give him this message from me and make it very clear that I think he ought to retract that, and he ought to wait now and see what the United States is going to do, or otherwise it's going to be very clear that Pan Am is contributing in an insignificant way to the United States being in a secondary position in the air and also to our balance of payment problem. And we'll give him all the trouble he wants, because there isn't going to be anything that's going to make me more excited than doing that.
All right.
Thank you.
Yes.